We're going to have two intros now because I didn't do the first one. Welcome to the Matthew Rayburn Show. This is me, Matthew Rayburn, and this is my show. It's about community. It's about God. It's about thinking. It's about being curious. It's about celebrating life. It's about being in a continual state of betterment, and you can only do those things with Christ Jesus. I'm so glad that you're here. I'm so thankful that you're here. Yes, I'm wearing a bolo tie. Yes, I'm in my studio apartment. Yes, this is my library. I read books. But I'm so thankful that you're here. There's just so many things that are happening that I'm excited about, that I want to share, that I know that you're passionate about, that you're excited about, that you need to talk about as well. So comment down below with anything that you see fit, and we're going to move forward in that direction. I'm very thankful for you being here and me being here. We're being here. Like I said, I'm live on Facebook, live on YouTube, and I'm recording my podcast on anchor.fm. If you'd like to be a sponsor of the Matthew Rayburn Show, just, you know, find me. I'm not hard to find. I live here in Indiana, but the internets are here for us, and you can direct message me, you can email me, you can call me if you know my number, wink. But that said, I'm just so thankful that you're here, and let's begin the Matthew Rayburn Show. Word of the day. If you don't use your words, you're going to lose your words. I like to expand my vocabulary so I sound intelligent. I consider myself to be smart, but you sound more intelligent when you use four-syllable words. For example, today's word of the day is homogeneous. Homogeneous is the word of the day. H-O-M-O-G-E-N-E-O-U-S. Homogeneous. I like this word. I use it often. It's an adjective. It's a word that you describe something. That's what an adjective is. But here's the definition of homogeneous: of the same or a similar kind of nature. You can look at a painting and it has homogeneous colors. You can be in a community and it has homogeneous looking people. You can be also speaking to somebody in a very similar community where they all think the same. And that's what scares me. Homogeneous thinking is inappropriate. It's not special. It's not important, and it needs to leave. What do you mean, Matt? When you're homogeneous, like when you're susceptible to extreme confirmation bias, when you hear something that you agree with, you latch onto it and don't consider any other factor. You have a Borg mindset. The term Borg comes from Star Trek. It was cybernetic brained humanoids that all thought the same thing at the same time. They were quite homogeneous. You don't want to be like that. You want to be an individual. You want to be special because God created you to be like that. God created you to have your own thoughts, your own opinions, your own situations. They will be similar to others. You will find agreement with others, but there's no need to be homogeneous. I strive my darndest to be anti-homogeneous. I should look on CZ with the antithesis of homogeneous is, but I'm not doing that because we're just doing the Matthew Rayburn Show, and I want to rant about having homogeneous mindsets. It's not appropriate. It's not kind. It's not good. It's not special. It's not because there's going to be nothing different. There's nothing going to be offered. There's going to be nothing that's helpful in a way, because we're moving one direction. And if we have a homogeneous mindset, we're never going to leave that one direction, even if it's detrimental. Even if it's detrimental. So remove your homogeneous mindset. Remove your confirmation bias, even though it's going to be extremely hard. And you'll probably be working on that for the rest of your life. Wink. Look who's talking. It's me, because it's the Matthew Rayburn Show. Right now, we're going to do National Day. You got to celebrate life, and it's easy to do that when you go to nationaldaycalendar.com. Today is National Bubble Wrap Day. National Bubble Wrap Day, also known as National Bubble Wrap Appreciation Day, is on the last Monday in January, and it recognizes the fascinating piece of invention. Today, bubble wrap's primary purpose is to protect fragile items, either in shipping or storage. I've made quite a lot of sound effects with the popping noises that the bubble wrap makes when you twist it. You know, it's super fun. It's quite liberating. I love it. Bubble Wrap Day. It's also Inspire Your Heart with Art Day. I consider this to be art. I love my voice. I like to hear myself talk, and I don't think I'm ugly, so I like to see myself. So Matt, that's quite selfish and dark. No, it's quite honest and open. Others are not like that. Others get all weird and in their own heads, and they can't just be honest. I love you. I love life. I love God, and I look good in a blazer. So, you know, come as you are. Of course, I come in shoulder pads. Who wears a bolo tie with a pocket square? I do. Why? It's fun. Anyways, I'm inspired. My heart's been inspired by the art. What art inspires you? Comment down below. Let me know what art inspires your heart. It's National Inspire Your Heart with Art Day. It's also super duper delicious National Hot Chocolate Day. Oh my goodness, awesome. Every year on January 31st, we got the National Hot Chocolate Day. It warms up people across the country by celebrating the timeless cold weather beverage. Hot chocolate normally is made with warmed up milk, cocoa powder, and it has marshmallows on top. It's not as bitter as cocoa powder is, so that's why you had to add a lot of sugar. Normally, I just put a packet. What I like to do is do a poor man's mocha, and you put a Swiss hot chocolate packet in some black coffee, and you enjoy yourself thoroughly. It's delicious, quite delicious. National Hot Chocolate Day. It's National Backwards Day. This is a good day. January 31st honors everything backward in National Backward Day. The day provides an opportunity to reverse our ways, our direction, or simply our shirt. Dessert for breakfast, perhaps? There are many ways to celebrate this fun day. So just let your imagination fly. National Backwards Day. This was National Day. Celebrate life. It's easy to do so when you go to nationaldaycalendar.com. Weird news. We're going to read a little bit of weird news. We're going to think about some weird news, and we're going to probably talk about some weird news later. Headline. Eerie black triangle seen hovering in sky over Pakistan for hours. An intriguing piece of footage from Pakistan shows what appears to be a black triangular object hovering in the sky, and the witness says that it remained there for hours. The puzzling sighting reportedly occurred on Tuesday evening in the city of Islamabad shortly after Arslan Warak had landed a drone that he had been operating moments earlier. Looking up at the sky, he was astonished to see the curious object and began filming it with his cell phone. Weird. The fairly long video provides a remarkable perspective not only to the UFO, but also to Warak's bewilderment as he can't help but express himself with amazement. Quote, "This is unbelievable," he marveled, arguing that the oddity was neither a drone or a bird. Assumingly, even though was that he was observing an unidentified flying object in the sky, Warak seemed almost to grow bored because of how long the video was, because of how long the UFO was, or in the sky. He became fairly bored and wondered why it wasn't moving. He wasn't astonished any longer. He, quote, wished it wasn't just sitting there. And it wasn't just doing any, it was do something, like swoop by or whiz by, end quote. Alas, the peculiar object remained stationary for the duration of Warak's sighting, which is somewhat amazing in that in itself, since he claims that the UFO was visible for at least 2 hours until the sun went down, and you could no longer see it because of the darkness. As for why he didn't send his drone up to look at the UFO closer, he said it ran out of juice. He said that he would have if he could have. What do you make of this mysterious object in Pakistan? Well, personally, I do believe in aliens. I understand that they are real. I don't necessarily take the mindset of it's so uppity and backwards for humans to think we're the only ones in the universe. I just know that my God is super powerful and my God is omnipresent and the universe keeps expanding. There's a lot of things that we don't know about our own planet, our own oceans. We know more about space than we do in our own oceans. Super weird. This is the segment that I love, some would say the most, weird news. Release the hate you have in your heart, specifically towards Tom Brady. I had to do this a couple years ago. It was quite heavy and daunting. I would watch football and the games that he'd be playing in. I enjoy football, and I couldn't find myself to have enjoyment, whether it was my team playing, whether it was my team losing or winning. I couldn't find enjoyment in it because that man was on the field. So I had to do some meditating. I had to, you know, get some God in my life and realize, like, I'm never going to meet him. And even if I did, I'd probably like him because I want to be like him. Eating correctly, a literal supermodel wife, phenomenal dad, bases his life around relationships. This is fantastic. Okay. Tom Brady, besides all the records, besides all the things that are almost like a demigod when it comes to the football field, it doesn't really make sense. That's why we were so blessed in the past 22 seasons to witness something like that. Humble yourself, get rid of that bitterness. Okay. You're going to get nice and constipated and get a wart or some kind of evil thing happen to you. It's bad. It's just, I'm serious. I'm talking to you Hoosiers. I'm talking to you that hold it in your heart and then weren't even excited when he left the Patriots. Weren't even excited when he joined a new team and with different situations. Just how could you go around having that amount of hate in your heart? Why would you want to have that amount of hate in your heart? You would never want to have that amount of hate in your heart because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. And so you hate him so much, all of a sudden you start hating everything else that you shouldn't even hate. What is there to hate? It's fascinating. It's amazing. Celebrate. Get excited. But the point is that he's retired now. So are you going to release the hate in your heart towards Tom Brady? You better, because it's unhealthy. I just became inspired, and I'm going to combine the last two segments of today's episode of The Matthew Rayburn Show. Let's do verse of the day. Let's read a little bit of Bible, and then I'll go forward in what I want to speak about. And then because I've read that verse, you'll understand where I'm going to. This is the King James Version, Philippians 4, verse 6 and 7. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Let him know what you need. Let him know what's bothering you. Supplications are like when your face is up to the ground, you're praying so hard. You're banging on the ground. You're crying. You're supplicating. Your supplications. It's you got to let him know. He loves you. He created you. You didn't choose to be alive. You didn't choose your parents. So, but then all of a sudden you have consciousness and you understand reality. We're all building reality coactively. Is that even a word? It's okay. Move forward. My point is, let God know what's on your heart, because sometimes it's heavier than you can handle. We were made for these times. We are made for these really strange times. We are made for these really ignorant times. We are made for these really anti-science times. Folks, we got to take these masks off. No, we got to do it now. It's bad. It's weird, bad, not important, not special, never helped. It was always a placebo, which is understandable. The pandemic was raging. Oh my gosh. Oh, we're all freaking out. I don't know what to do. What are you hiding and leaving and staying and going? I mean, I moved from Chicago back to Indy. Okay. And not because I was afraid, just because I had more stability there. I was tethered down more. I had a base to land on here in Indiana. But all that said, it was made to be a placebo. See, it was like a security blanket, like a teddy bear you put on your face. See, it doesn't, it's not right to have something. Okay. I'm flowing. I'm going fast in my mind and I need to slow down so I can communicate better. The masks are a placebo, and I understand why they were implemented, so that you can calm down. Because when you give a baby a pacifier, a blanket, a teddy bear, it generally calms down. And so because the panic was happening and nobody knew what was going on, they implemented a mask mandate. They mandated it, which I don't need my security blanket to be mandated to me. My parents always offered or had it next to me. I could always deny myself the blankie or Teddy the teddy bear, okay? I did need it at one time, okay, for that emotional support, but then it left and then it changed and then I didn't need it anymore. And so it's like, it's just incredible how people are still full of fear, still full of confusion, and those that aren't just go along to get along. So people that are still afraid are wearing the masks, and people that, in my opinion, God bless, are lemmings and just want it to go away, so they're going to comply, they're going to obey so that it goes away. That's not going to be the case. That's not going to be the case. There are so many problems to the mask. One, reduced oxygen to the brain, making you more stupid. Yes, that in a microscopic way, it's reducing the amount of brain power you have in your brain. You're doing it to yourself. There's no need to do it because Omicron, the Delta variant, coronavirus, COVID-19, whatever you want to call it, The particles are so small it can pass right through that cloth and/or surgical mask. Yes, now they're implementing this big, big campaign for KN95 and N95. But I've already had coronavirus twice. I've been vaccinated. I'm super duper antibody filled. I got the fake antibodies and I got the real antibodies. I'm either going to get it again or not get it again. Whatever the case may be, I kind of want to get it again so I can get stronger from it. I want to gain strength. I want to have an actual immune system. I don't want to suppress it down where I get knocked out by the common cold or like go to the hospital with the flu whatever it may be. I just want to control my own life. I want to be able to see people's smiles. I want to have the correct communication happening because we already were dropping the communication skills with the low diction, the not looking at people in the eye. And then you make us put a placebo on our face, okay? Where you can't see and you can't hear and you know what's going on. The worst part about it is probably the child development that's being hindered because of this, okay? Also, what's super sad is the deaf folk. Oh my goodness gracious. I work with a deaf lady, super pleasant, super kind, super great, kind of depressed. Why? She actually feels deaf now. She's actually deaf now because she reads lips. Look at my lips move. I'm speaking English because I'm also using diction. You can see each word that I'm saying by moving my lips and speaking. But if you're just listening to the podcast, of course, I was just using clear diction. But my point is, when the deaf have people's faces covered, they literally can't hear or communicate anymore. It's over with. I don't know ASL. Do you? I'd love to learn ASL. But it's the whole thing. It's like, why didn't they just promote free ASL classes so that we can communicate with the deaf if we're going to be wearing these masks? But they didn't. And then why are they saying that the N95 masks are the ones that can stop? Well, they can't stop coronavirus. But if you're around it for 20 hours, then it'll stop for at least 20 hours. Whereas the cloth mask is like, 15, 20 seconds, it's asinine. It's just amazing how people aren't critically thinking. They're full of fear. And a lot of it has to do with godlessness. A lot of it has to do with government worship. A lot of it has to do with not knowing who you are or where you are in the reality of existence, in the sense of you were made to be able to communicate. You were able to be able to sing and smile and have bad breath and have a weird tooth and have a nose ring. All those great things called humanity. And we're hurting them, we're hindering it by putting these placebos on our face. Take the masks off and protest with me, okay? I'm done wearing them. I'm supposed to wear it at work. I don't wear it at work. I hate it. It's stupid. It makes us all look stupid. When you don't wear it right, you know, when it's just below your nose, why are you even wearing it? When they wear it underneath their chin, why are you even wearing it? Just take it off. Put it in your pocket, I guess, if you want. Okay? It's over the top. This has got to stop because my kids are going to be fine, the ones that aren't real yet, okay? Younger people's kids will be fine because we will take care of this. We will make sure that this the greatness of this nation comes back, the greatness of its people come back. We will make sure that this happens. But I'm talking about the kids right now. There's going to be a gap of weirdos, and it's just going to be weird, and it's going to be awkward, and they're not going to have the ability to lie. They're not going to have the ability to tell a joke. Wow. That's super sad to me. Wow. They're not going to be fun to hang around. They might have induced Asperger syndrome. Like, it's like, what is going on? This is crazy. The weirdest thing is, well, and you see the parents that don't wear them, and you can tell that they don't wear them, but their kids do. Tell your kid not to wear it. Don't you want them to be able to communicate correctly? Are you trying to harm them? Be a good parent. What's wrong with you? Or like, I'm like ranting here. I know, but I think that you agree with me. In fact, I know you agree with me because no one wants to wear a mask. And guess what? You never had to. You never had to. It was always a placebo. It was always a security blanket. It was always to calm things down. It was always to stop droplets because we didn't know it was airborne, which now we know it's airborne. It doesn't live on surfaces. Stop wiping down your oranges. That doesn't make any sense. Get rid of this plastic in front of my face when I'm going to the bank. What is this? What? There's been a shooting? No. You put the bulletproof glass. I've lived in Chicago. I've lived in neighborhoods here in Indianapolis specifically, that have had those bulletproof glass, and then there's the teller. That makes sense because you don't want to get hit by a bullet, but you also don't want to get hit by a spit. Yeah, but we always got hit by spit before, and we were just fine. No one wants to get spit on, but meh. But then we realized that, oh, my goodness, the coronavirus is not water-based, and it doesn't live on surfaces? No. Nope. Now, comment down below if I'm ignorant. Comment down below and let me know. Really, direct me in the right direction. Correct me if I'm wrong. Because I'm curious and I don't have a homogenous mindset and I can actually think for myself. See, I'd like to be correct. And so if I'm incorrect, I will correct myself publicly with another video and another podcast episode. But I don't think I am. We need to be taking these masks off, okay? They're feckless. They're vapid. They're inappropriate. They're wrong. It's fear-filled. I'm not afraid to die. Others are. I got that. Others are. They don't have a relationship with God where they can remove the fear of death. I understand that. But that's what the show's about, is to promote life, is to promote having fun, is to promote being yourself and being an individual. And that is removing the homogenous mindset. Another thing, what the masks do is make a homogenous society. We all kind of look the same. We all have different hairs, but eventually with trends and things like that and culture change, forced culture change, we might have the same hair. We might all wear the same makeup. We all might all wear the same unitard clothes. Oh, you know, it's like we all wear silver. We all wear red. That's all we wear ever. And we wear these masks that don't actually protect us, that we know they don't protect us. And then they're a hindrance to our growth as a human, but we still put them on our face because we don't want to get yelled at by a Karen. It's like over the top. This doesn't make any sense. Let's take the masks off. God bless America. All right, this is the outro for the Matthew Rayburn Show. I'm so thankful that you are here with me today. I'm so thankful that you let me rant. I'm so thankful that you are wanting to have that homogenous mindset. I'm so thankful that you want to be free. I'm so thankful that you want to remove the hate of Tom Brady out of your heart. You shouldn't have that hate because it's bad, it's disgusting, and it's inappropriate. And no one wants to hear it, okay? So let's read the verse of the day one more time, because reading the Bible is always a good idea. Philippians 4, verse 6 and 7. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, okay, with joy, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ our Lord. Lord, Father King, thank you so much for this opportunity to pray on air, live here on the air. I'm so thankful for what you're doing for me in my life. I'm so thankful for what you're doing in the audience's life. Help us together to realize that the masks need to leave, that we need to be human again, and we need to be individuals that celebrate life together again. Amen. Let's dance. Those that are listening to the podcast, you can hear music, but you don't know what I'm doing. I'm dancing. But if you're watching live on Facebook and live on YouTube, then you can see me dance. Matthew Rabbit Show. Do that do. Do that do. Do that. Whoa. This is Wolfgang Gardner. The song is called Ill America. I wanted to give him a proper shout out. He's a German techno producer. Never met the man. I don't even know what he looks like. But I do know I love this song. And that's why it's the theme song for the Matthew Rabbit Show. Let's hope we don't get in trouble with any copyright situations. God bless. Matthew Rabbit Show!